Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. US Vice President Kamala Harris has called on her Democratic Party supporters to accept Donald Trump's victory in the US presidential election. Ms. Harris made her concession speech to supporters at her former college, Howard University, in Washington, D.C. Mr. Trump won almost 72 million votes compared to just over 67 million for Ms. Harris, winning just over half of the popular vote. He has 295 Electoral College votes so far, compared to 226 for the US Vice President, with around 90% of the vote counted. Ms. Harris told her supporters not to despair, as she vowed to help with the transfer of power from the Biden administration to the Trump administration.
We must accept the results of this election. Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
Earlier, Ms. Harris and US President Joe Biden both called President-elect Donald Trump to congratulate him on his victory. And incoming US President Donald Trump appealed to Muslim voters with a promise to end the conflict in the Middle East. That's despite Israel continuing its 13-month siege of Gaza and bombardment of Lebanon. Mr. Trump outnumbered Harris's votes in Dearborn, a city with America's largest Arab American population, according to preliminary figures. It was a dramatic swing from 2020 when outgoing Democratic President Joe Biden won. This time, the left-leaning vote fractured between Vice President Kamala Harris and the Green Party's Jill Stein. Other Muslim Americans voted for Mr. Trump as a protest vote against the Biden-Harris administration and its support for Israel in the war in Gaza. And the federal government plans to ban children under the age of 16 from using social media, with legislation to be introduced in Parliament later this month. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will take the proposal to the states and territories at a national cabinet meeting tomorrow. The Office of the eSafety Commissioner will provide oversight and enforcement for the ban, which will start 12 months after the legislation is passed. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the laws will be world-leading.
Social media is doing harm to our kids, and I'm calling time on it. I've spoken to thousands of parents, grandparents, aunties and uncles. They, like me, are worried sick about the safety of our kids online. And I want Australian parents and families to know that the government has your back.
A joint UK-Australia study has found adding short bursts of exercise to your daily routine lowers blood pressure. Cycling to the shops for 15 minutes or taking the stairs, for instance, was found to improve heart health. However, researchers warned people may need to do more than simple walking to see changes. The study, funded by the British Heart Foundation, emphasised that everyday activities which raise the heart rate, such as cycling, climbing stairs, or short bursts of running, have the biggest benefits. And in sport, Australian Olympian Rachel Raygun Gunn has retired from breakdancing after her performance at this year's Paris Olympics was ridiculed. She has told Today FM that she will still do breakdancing, but she won't compete. Ms. Gunn has a PhD in gender and cultural studies related to breakdancing. However, she faced widespread criticism and bullying after scoring 0 points at the Olympics. Ms. Gunn says the episode has been really upsetting and she didn't have any control over how people saw her. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.